Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Bianca Spires, and welcome to my program called Inspirational Messages. And this program focuses on inspiring and encouraging people through the scriptures and studying the scriptures in the Bible. I hope everyone listening is doing well today, and if not, and you are having problems in your life, the scripture I'm going to give you to remember is Isaiah 41st chapter, 10th verse. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. First, I want to pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for everything you have done in all of our lives. I praise you, God, for your faithfulness and love in our lives. God, you are holy, and you are always worthy to be praised. I thank you for everyone that is listening right now, and may the words I speak be a blessing to everyone listening. Amen. Before we go into the main part of this message, we should remember to give God some thanks and praise today for all the wonderful things that he has done for us individually and for the world. Some people look to God to just answer their prayers in time of need, but God is much more than just someone to run to when we have a problem. Now, he does want us to come to him with our problems and believe that he will work it out for us, but it is not the only reason he wants us to seek him out. God wants our love, our time, and attention. God is so worthy of this, as we are his pleasure. The Father sent Jesus to die for us to spend eternity with him. That's wonderful. No more pain, no more suffering in the world, and we will have the perfect king ruling over us, which is Jesus. Things will finally be done the right way. No more usury, no more unfairness, nothing but Jesus ruling with righteousness. You know, I have watched these movies in the past that their religion had a different God to them, and then after you die, you have to give a worthy enough gift to be able to spend eternity happy. And if you don't have a nice enough gift, then you are pretty much messed up. I thought to myself, God, I'm glad you are not like that. God could have been like that, and we would still have had to serve him, because he is God, our creator. So we are truly blessed to not have to worry about that. We should not take the smaller things in our life for granted. The fact that we have food and clothing. There are people out there in the world that does not have those things. People sometimes look at their life like it's terrible. But you have other people in other countries that live in terror 24 hours a day. They are afraid to admit that they believe in Jesus to their family members or friends because they will lose their family. Yes, I know that we should choose Jesus first, and he is your family, and he can bring people into your life that will replace family members that do not want to be involved with you, really love their family, and they can't do without them. They just have to be accepted by them. Family is important, but it is not more important than having Jesus in your life. If you grew up in a family that was already accepting Jesus, then you are blessed, because somebody out there today did not grow up in that type of family, and it can make it harder, not impossible, for that person to accept Jesus because of what they grew up around. I'm not excusing that it is okay to not accept Jesus. I'm just saying that it can be more difficult sometimes for those people to comprehend. You have Jesus that is trying to win them over on one end, and you have family members who they can see physically trying to tell them otherwise. And sometimes those people don't understand the concept of walk by faith, not by sight, only know what to go by, what they see and hear in the physical realm. So I believe a person is very blessed to have grown up in a home that already had some type of Christian values. Even if the home wasn't perfect, at least they were exposed to Jesus from someone. And as always, God loves you very much. Psalms 40, chapter 5th verse says, many, O Lord, my God, are your wonderful works which you have done, and your thoughts towards us cannot be recounted to you in order. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. This week, what is on my mind and what I want to discuss is success. I am going to start out with Joshua 1st chapter, and I'm going to read verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written. in it, for then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. What is success? It simply means that you have attained goals, wealth, position, and honor. The way a lot of the world sees success is that you have attained a lot of wealth and high position. And they say if you have received these things, then you are indeed a successful person, someone that should be admired by others. Wealth can be included in being successful, but the way the Bible defines success is not just with wealth and status. You cannot have much in this life and still be a success. Success in God's eyes is not just determined by wealth. The Word of God is the key to anything that God wants you to have in this life. It's not just enough to sort of know it. It's not just enough to know a little about it. But we should be feeding on these words like candy every day. Just like candy is so delicious, the Word of God should be even sweeter. Sometimes people look at their life and say, I'm broke or I don't have much success. I don't have all the wealth they have. I am not where I want to be. If you continue to look at the way the world sees success all the time, then you will continue to feel like a failure. It will be an ongoing struggle for the rest of your life to continue to keep up with someone else. You reach one level of wealth, then you know what? That will not satisfy you. You strive for more. And once you reach the next level, you see someone across the street or at work getting a more expensive car or home or whatever it is. Now you have to go to another level so you can show off to someone else. It's just an ongoing cycle that just will not end. Honestly, that's not being what it is a person is envying someone else and does not want someone else to have more than them. They always want to be on top and the one to be looked at. It's nothing wrong with having wealth, but it has to come to a point that a person is not in competition all the time with someone else. If a person is always bragging about what they have all the time and belittling other people, that is not success in God's eyes. That is conceitedness. But about the things that are important with success, the Word of God has so many answers for a person to succeed in this life. Success also is not just only in wealth and the business world. You want success in your relationship with people, God. There are answers all throughout the Bible on how to get that success. So let's start examining things that are important to success. I don't mean just success in wealth. I mean success with anything in this life. Number one, your attitude. Your attitude is crucial to you succeeding God's way. A person can't continue to go around with a nasty attitude and expect great success to continue to follow them. People will get tired of dealing with that. Some attitudes are learned, which means the child grew up in an environment around people that had crappy attitudes, and a child has picked those attitudes up and don't even realize that it is wrong, which means when this child grows up and goes out into the real world, they are looked at strange, and a person does not understand why. They look at other people and even possibly think they are strange and that other people are the ones in the wrong because the person has not been taught any better. I am not excusing a bad attitude. I don't like dealing with bad attitudes. I think for the most part, no one really does. But what I am saying is that the person really does not know anything different. The environment that you grow up in can play a part in what you will grow up to be. There are some people who use hateful words to others to try to make themselves look good. There are some people who would take on an attitude that they have to lie to get anything that they want, which means they would throw anybody else under just so they can get that promotion or to increase wealth or sales. Proverbs 28, chapter 6, verse says, better is the poor who walks in his integrity than one perverse in his ways, though he be rich. God does not honor someone using deceitful ways to be rich. It might fly for a while, but eventually it will catch up with the person. And let's say it doesn't catch up with the person in this life. They will still have to answer for it in the next life to come. A person can be talented and gifted in things, be one of the best at something, but still their attitude limits them. They will never see the potential that God wants to take them to. Really what the person needs to do is to renew their mind, to think more like how Jesus thinks, to act more like how Jesus acts. Some people are like, look at me, look at what I can do. I'm one of the best at it, and people tell me. Again, that might be true, but God does not like a prideful, nasty attitude towards others. Another thing, if you are a person with a type of attitude that always focuses on negative things all the time, that's not healthy. Focusing on past mistakes or what could have been or should have been, then your mind limits God on trying to get you to that next step in life. You can't worry about what mistakes you have done in the past or what mistakes someone else has done in the past. You can become critical of other people. You can bring on an attitude of not trusting others like you should and actually making a mistake in not trusting someone that God wanted you to trust because you are too busy worrying about how you've been mistreated in the past. This applies in personal relationships and even in business relationships. Example, if you have been working at jobs previously that people have lied on you, deceived you, and even your own manager has played a part in these things, it can be very hard for you to go to another job and trust someone. A person thinks in their head, well, I'm just going to come in with a chip on my shoulder so I will prevent it from happening again. It can be hard to hear the voice of God when we have bitterness and hurt lingering on in our hearts. I didn't say he is not trying to speak to you, but it can be hard for a person to hear God clearly. How do you get past what has happened in the past? How do you get past what you have been taught growing up? You get past it through Jesus, through understanding the Word of God. People have done me wrong in the past, and you know what? Have you ever had these thoughts? Why should I be nice to them again? Why should I care about their well-being? I've had these thoughts in the past and other thoughts too. But you know what? I remember something. Jesus forgave me when I haven't done everything perfectly. So I have to forgive others too. Not a single one of us is perfect in this world to stand before God and justify to him why we should be in heaven. Your attitude is important where you work at. It is important to God because it will determine him prospering you at your job. A person is dirty and mean to their boss, then more than likely, God is not going to prosper you until the attitude changes. A person's attitude is so crucial to someone succeeding the way God wants them to succeed. Am I saying that we are just perfect beings and that we do everything perfectly right all the time? No, of course we are not perfect like that. But a bad, dominant behavior has to change. Think about it. Will you want someone holding a chip on their shoulder towards you when you haven't done anything at all and because of what happened to them in the past, now they're going to hold this behavior towards everyone, and you're wanting to be friends with them, but you can't. We have to be able to look at other people's feelings and think, will we want to be treated in that manner? Will we want to be denied a chance if the shoe was on the other foot? You have some people that can't get into a relationship to find their spouse. God has planned for them because they are still holding on to what an ex-girlfriend or ex-boyfriend has done in the past. So they have a hard time seeing the good in someone else because all they are looking for is the bad. Their heart is not even open enough to God so he can heal them personally. So God can help them to see the truth about others. The good things. What people can do to people mentally is terrible, the pain that they can cause. But it's not too hard for God to fix. If the person will have an open heart and let him, succeeding in this world God's way, whether it be in business or personally, requires for a person to have the right attitude, not only just not being mean, but also being forgiving and letting go of things that have happened in the past that can hinder you from succeeding. Good relationships that last requires the right attitude. Good business relationships that last requires the right attitude. Moving up the career ladder requires the right attitude. If a person goes into a relationship with someone they might potentially want to marry, nitpicky and being cruel and putting up an automatic barrier, then you could be missing out on something special. The same thing with a business relationship. Proverbs 14, chapter 10, verse says, the heart knows its own bitterness, and a stranger does not share its joy. This is why some people do not succeed in the relationship that they want, or succeed in the business world either. A person will not want to share in another person's cruelness or distasteful attitude. Some people really just need in their heart. They really need to let God in to fix the brokenness. Until the brokenness is fixed, then they will not be able to function normally around others like they should. They might pretend, but how long will that last? The person can't hear God clearly who loves them so much and wants them to succeed. If a person has grown up with a certain mindset, that can be a strong barrier in limiting God on getting into your heart. I didn't say he didn't have the power, but God is a gentleman, and we have a free will, and he is just not going to bombard his way in. There has to be some kind of consent on the person's end. Meditating on the word of God is crucial because it will heal the brokenness if you give it a chance. The word of God is soothing to the soul, soothing to your mind. Sometimes a person spends so much time doing other things and wonder why their soul feels empty and wonder why they can't get past something or a certain behavior because they need to lean on Jesus. They need to let his words dominate their mind. You let Jesus dominate your attitude and thinking? You let the word of God dominate your attitude? Then you will see success in all the areas of your life. I have more to say on this subject, and I will finish next week. If anybody listening wants to read some Christian articles I wrote and listen to some additional messages, my website is www.styers.wix.com/teaching. I also have someone else contributing with articles as well. And now I will give the closing prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank you for everything that you have done for me and all the listeners. I hope the words that I have said will be a blessing to someone. I pray that everyone that's listening, you will bless and protect them and their families throughout the rest of this week. 2 Thessalonians 3rd chapter 3rd verse says, "For the Lord is faithful, establish you, and guard you from the evil one." So there is no need for us to worry because you are faithful, Father, and will protect us as long as we trust in you. You are our provider and our strength. In you we put our trust. Thank you so much, God. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done on earth as it already is in heaven. In Jesus' name, I ask these prayers. Amen. God bless everyone, and until we meet again next week, have a blessed week. Goodbye.